Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Said unto his disciples, let us cross over to the other side. What is up, everyone, it is another day, another time, and another week for yours and my favorite Monday night show, and I'm talking about Real Talk Monday, ladies and gentlemen, you all, but still in Women's History Month, but you all, this dynamic queen that I'm bringing to the stage today, her resume is too long to list. So I'm going to just name a few things and I'm going to let her talk about herself. She an author. She a writer. She is your activist. You name it, she's done it. She's probably been in some of your favorite magazines. Like, y'all, I'm talking about Dr. Iris Wright. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to sit back, relax, grab you some popcorn, and let's roll on out. And let's have a great conversation with Dr. Iris Wright. And if you all have not subscribed to our YouTube channel yet? Why y'all playing with us? I'm about sick of y'all playing with us. But we'll deal with y'all later. Let's go. Hello. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am doing great.
I am glad that we finally have you on here. You all, when C and I was doing our meet and greet, like, the more she told me about what she does, the more I was just like, you do that? What? Is there anything that you don't do? Like, I was in awe of this woman of God right here. So tell them a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into this conversation.
Yes, guys. I am Dr. Iris Wright. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I own multiple businesses from home care, trucking, social justice advocacy, author, publisher, handle a lot of stuff in the media. I just, anything that I'm passionate about, I do. I do a lot. So I just love what I do. I love what I'm called to do. And I think certain things are a call. You're called to do so, because I have tried so many times to do other stuff, but kept coming back. He kept pushing me back to what I'm doing today. So
I definitely believe that, you know, many are called, but few are chosen as well. So I believe we were chosen for a time such as this.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
So tell them a little bit about how you became an author. Let's start with that.
I became an author 2023. I started the project, I believe, towards the end of 2022, but I needed to heal. So I needed to, it's things that I've been holding on to for over 20 years that I have not been able to focus on myself to heal. And I knew going into entrepreneurship that it was certain things that I would need, and healing was one of them, because when you're broken and you're in pain inside, even no matter how much makeup you put on, how much you're going and smiling in front of everybody, you're going through some stuff inside, and it causes you to mess up relationships. It causes you not to be able to trust people. It causes you to have some anger lingering around. It causes you to second guess yourself and not think clearly. So I knew going into entrepreneurship, especially having employees, contractors, collaborations, that this was something that I had to work on for myself.
I feel that. So how did you get into the healing process? I know you did it with writing a book, but did you go through therapy or anything like that? Or was writing more so your therapy?
It was weird because I had been going through counseling for well over a decade. And I stopped going to counseling because it didn't do anything for me. And you know, I'm writing a book now talking a little bit about that, because in counseling, it was more or less, I have someone that is, the book told them what to tell me, but they had no experience on what I was going through. And when you don't have that personal experience, what someone's going through, you cannot tell me how to feel or how to make it easier. They can only give you different exercises and different things that they recommend from what they've learned in school. So writing that book was different. And it was different because one of my quotes that I always tell people, a closed wound is not a healed wound.
Say it again for the ones in the back, because I don't think they heard you.
A closed wound is not a healed wound. So there's a difference. When a wound is closed and the scab is on there and that scab comes on off, sometimes that thing still burns. It hurts, right? But when it's healed, it doesn't burn anymore. It's no more scabs. You're able to process things. You're able to move forward, right? You don't have to worry about that pain again. And that's why I am here today, because I don't have to worry about the pain again. Not saying that everything completely leaves you, because the memory's still there. But I can talk and help people now. So before, when the wound was closed, I could not help anyone. I was still broken. It still was an emotional tie to me. It still had some power over me, and I needed to be able to take my power back.
I like that. You gained back control over your own power.
Yeah.
So what made you get into entrepreneurship?
I always kind of knew that I was going to be in entrepreneurship. I can't work for nobody. and I'm that type of person in, for say, if I'm not getting what I supposed to get, I give it all. I work hard. And if I'm not giving what I'm supposed to get, and or I'm mistreated, I'm not going to stay and let you continue to mistreat me. I'm going to move on to something else. And, you know, that's the biggest thing. Some people can do that. Some people can get comfortable and work the same job, even though they're going to work every day, getting mistreated, they can blow it off and do that. I'm not that type of person. Especially going through my experience that I've been through, to me, that was still someone taking power from me. It was still someone taking something else from me. It was still someone being disrespectful. It was still, and then I can't say anything, you know? So I believe even through the pain that I've been through, even through the going through and a little bit about me, I keep talking about the pain that I've been through. But I was 18. I was facing over 20 years incarceration for a crime I didn't commit. And just by going through those stages of that situation, it's just some things I'm not willing to take or can't take. And it kind of depends on what time you're in. And that time back there, I was unhealed. I was angry. I had a lot of anger built up in me. So that anger is going to come out some way, you know? And, yeah. You know, from that anger, from that situation that happened to me at 18 years old that changed the trajectory of my life, it caused me to be incarcerated other times because of anger, fighting. You know, I was in maximum security for a little while, got put on probation, violated probation, you know, over and over again, just doing things because I'm hurting, but no one wants to hear that you're hurting, especially in that time. I kept hearing, oh, it's over now. Just move on.
How can you tell me you hurt me? You don't have the right to tell me when I can move on.
Yeah. Everybody processes differently. And that's because we grew up with people in our lives that didn't heal as well. You know, a broken mother raised me. A broken mother raised her. You see, they were told that whatever happens in this house, stay in this house. They were told certain things so they weren't able to properly heal. And that's something that I believe in this time and generation, a lot of women, a lot of people, I don't just want to say women, I believe men too, are starting to speak up and starting to listen to their bodies and heal so they can elevate to their next potential level.
I agree with that 1,000%. And what I want to applaud you for is breaking those generational curses. Because a lot of times we talk about unhealedness runs in the family. It runs in the family. So because my mama was unhealed, I'm going to be unhealed. And then because I'm unhealed, my child is going to be unhealed. But sooner or later, that has to stop. And what I commend you for is being the one to be like, you know what? It stops with me.
Yeah, it has to. It has to. Everything that's coming in back of me, you know, I raised my kids. And that's the thing. It's a cycle. My mom raised me broken. I raised my kids, my older kids broken. So now I'm at the place of healing. So I have a youngest one that's watching me into my healing phase as I'm elevating. And I have grandchildren watching that. So we want them to be able to take that down to the next generation to let them know what is the process of healing and what it benefits for them to heal, to open other doors for them and other people. So sometimes I think we take certain things like peace and healing for granted. And they were two things that I didn't even know existed. I just thought people said, you know, you got to heal or, you know, mm-hmm. you need peace. And I didn't even know that was a real thing. And that was trauma talking, right? you think that, you know, that's not real.
So my next question to you, though, is you said you have older kids and a younger child. Mm-hmm. Do the older ones that got the unhealed version of you, do they sometimes look at the younger one and like envy, like you got the better version of mama? Why can't I get that version on?
I think so. It's certain things that they do or have said that has, you know, made us feel like that. But I just talk to them and let them know I was young. One, I was 19 with three children, high school dropout. Two, I was faced at 18. I was fighting for my life. I had, you know, felony charges, misdemeanors. I was fighting. I was pregnant with my oldest son while I was going through the whole trial and court system. The oldest one was taken from me from CPS. It took me almost 5 years to get her back. It was a lot of things to me. So I think that just having those conversations to let them know that I was at 18, I'm still considered a child. I'm still not fully. So I'm just starting my life, and then this big interruption happened, you know, and I had to go in survival mode real early. And that's another dangerous thing is, you know, that I talk about a lot is going in survival mode. I see a lot of us in survival mode in our personal lives, a lot of us in survival mode in our business lives. And a person in survival mode only has one thing in mind, and that's the target that they're trying to get to.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But they go and they go and they go and they go. They never hit the target. They never go anywhere, but they think they're going somewhere, right? And once you start to free yourself from out of survival mode, you notice that you don't have to work as hard to get the target. You finally get the target because now you can strategically plan. You can think properly. You can think straight. You're not able to think properly in survival mode.
I agree with that 1,000%. I would definitely agree with that. All right. So now we're going to go into the last portion of things, and then we're going to play a little fun game. I got a little fun game for you. So how did you get into being an activist? How did you get into that? I know you told that you had your situations that you went through, but the situations that you went through push you into being an activist and being a voice for others?
It was weird. I became an author and I wrote in an anthology book that was released last year in 2023. After the anthology book came out, I decided to continue writing. I never stopped writing. And then I started to write my solo book called Injustice, My Story. I've never really at this time told people, because I moved to a whole nother state, you know, started building a whole nother life. I never really told people what happened to me, you know, my story. And I didn't really like talking about it. And I knew that was a big part of me having to finish and get through that healing process was to write and to talk about it. So I went on Facebook Live one day and I told my story. When I told my story, so many people started reaching out to me, telling me their stories and inboxing me. And so I said, this is not just me hurting. It's community everybody. Of people hurting and going through things. So I stopped writing my solo book and I became a visionary. And I wrote my first series of called Injustice, which was volume one at that time. And I brought on 7 other authors in that book with me so we can start healing together. And now we're finishing up, I think March of this year, we'll be finishing up volume 3 and we're going into volume 4. So I wanted to be able, I realized then, okay, God, this is not just about me is what you brought me here for. This is about us. Mm-hmm. And so after releasing volume 1 and, volume 2, one of the ladies in volume 1 actually wrote her brother's story. And she called me up one day and said, hey, I want to fight. I want to be the voice for my brother, and I need you with me. So that's kind of how I got in there, because I wasn't going to leave her hanging, because our injustice movement is not just about the book. It's about network and family and community, a safe space. So we're all going through some of the same things, but different stories. And sometimes we need an outlet where people understand what we're feeling, instead of a lot of people outside who wants to judge and who wants to, you know, kick you and all this kind of stuff. This was a safe place. So now we are fighting for her brother, who is Rudolph Turner, who is now currently incarcerated. He has been incarcerated for 27 years. He has an 80-year bid for a nonviolent crime, first offense. And that's how I got into it. And then I got into pre-law classes. I got accepted, and so I've been taking pre-law classes.
Okay, Dr. Lawyer Iris Wright. Okay. And I told you this on our meet and greet. If there's anything that Reverend JHC3 Studios can do for you to help you with that movement, let me know and we'll do all we can.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So now we're going to play a fun little game. This game is called This or That. So I'm going to give you three options. In these three options, you have to pick one to write a book about, one to go to dinner with, and one to play you in a movie. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's your first three options. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, or Angela Bassett. Of course, Angela Bassett will play you in the movie, of course.
Yeah, Angela Bassett, the movie. Reverend Martin Luther King, I would say I would write a book about him. Mm-hmm. Malcolm X, I would go to dinner. I would find a lot of questions to ask him. We would have good conversations.
I like that. All right. So now we're going to go with Whitney Houston, Cicely Tyson, and Gail King.
Cicely Tyson, I would write a book about. Whitney Houston, I guess play me in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Gail, we would have dinner. She likes to talk.
Okay. All right, let's go with Roxy from 106 and Park. Janet Jackson and Barack Obama.
Barack, I will write a book about. Roxy, you said Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a real good actor. We will go to dinner.
I'll give you a tough one on that one.
Yeah, that was kind of hard. Because Roxy's real cool too, and laid back, kind of funny. I don't know. That one's hard. I mean, I guess I would choose Janet Jackson to play in the movie than Roxy, because she's better than Roxy, I think. I've never really seen Roxy act. She's good on stage. And then Roxy, dinner.
Okay. Now, I'm really going to give you a hard one now. You ready?
Yeah.
Gabrielle Union, Sanaa Lathan, or Nia Long?
Sanaa Lathan in a movie. I love Sanaa.
I do too. That's Sanaa, if you're listening, you always been my celebrity wife. You always been my celebrity wife, Sanaa.
Yeah, I love her. Which I like all three of them, but Sanaa would be the one in the movie. Nia Long. What was the other one?
Dinner. And the other one was Write a Book About.
Okay. Yeah, Write a Book About. But who was the other character? Nia Long.
Nia Long. Oh, Gabrielle Union.
Okay, so Nia Long, I will write a book about her. Sanaa the movie. Gabrielle, we're gonna have dinner because we have some conversations to be had.
I think a lot of people got some conversations for Gabrielle right now. They're like, what are you thinking?
Yeah. What are you doing?
All right. Here we go. Last one. We're gonna go Michelle Obama. We're gonna go Kamala Harris. And Dr. Iris White.
Michelle Obama, I would write a book about her. What? Hold on. Oh no, this one's hard, kind of. So Michelle Obama, I will write a book about. Oh Lord, Kamala Harris. Myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's change it. Myself, I will write my book. So, Michelle Obama, play me in a movie.
I could see that.
And then Kamala, I guess we will have to chat because we got a lot to chat about too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Kamala fan, so.
I feel that. All right. So last but certainly not least, we're going to let you... We're going to do what is called the Real Talk Moment, which what that is it's giving you the spotlight to leave my audience with like some encouraging words to like inspire them, to help them keep on fighting when they are at their lowest point. And then also let my audience know where they can find you at. And plus, this will not be the last time you own this show. You will definitely be back. I promise you, you're coming back.
I'm gonna leave with a quote. When a woman finds her strength, she finds her identity. It's a quote that I like to use because a lot of times, and I'm saying woman because I'm a woman, we lose ourselves. We're broken and we don't know how to move. We don't know who we are. So even when we process our stages of healing, that's when we can discover who we really are. What do we like to do? How do we have fun? How to love ourselves? How to love other people? It's so many different things that we end up learning just from healing. So that's when you discover who you are. Your identity is when you get to that mark of healing to where you're confident, you're fierce, you didn't tuck your power back. So I would tell everybody to get to that stage in life where you can look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how beautiful you are, that you're great, you're powerful, and that you love yourself. And then you can get to the stages to where you can do that for other people. I have reason to believe that it's hard for you to love other people if you don't love yourself. So find out who you are, no matter what your situation is. You live this life one time. God has given us purpose. And sometimes, like myself, you find purpose through your pain. So I would say that. And then going into whatever you want to do, whether it's entrepreneurship, a corporate job, run, jump. Jump at the opportunity to get where you want to go. So that's kind of what I did. I quit my job and I went straight into entrepreneurship and focused on my healing journey.
So tell my audience where they can find you at.
Guys, I am Dr. Iris Wright on Facebook, author Iris Wright on Facebook and Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn as Iris Wright. My website is iris-wright.com. We do have our new book, Black Diamond Chronicles, Volume 1, that's being released on January the 1st. So hit me up. We are calling for authors for Black Diamonds Volume 2 and Injustice Volume 4.
For that. So definitely you all hit her up. She will be back on this show, as I've already said. And we definitely look forward to many more conversations with her. She's a part of the Real Talk Monday fam now. She's a family member of this show. So we look forward to many more conversations with her. As I always say, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, which means sometimes we're looking at his bad. God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, be blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And I'll see y'all on the next show. Peace. God bless.
Have a good day.
Thank you for watching another Reverend AC3 production. We appreciate all of your support. But before you go, here's a clip from one of our favorite episodes this season.
But what do you want your life to look like? And I knew that 2010, I didn't want my life looking like that. I had started college. I was a music education major. The kids were little. I had waited on him to go to school and waited on him to figure out what he wanted to do with his life. I waited 10 years. And I feel like I've been waiting on a man for a very long time. And I got tired of waiting, and I am tired of waiting. And so I just picked up my stuff and I said, I'm going to college. I'm going to register for college because I have waited and you haven't done anything. And this is where we are. We're no better off than when we started. Yet we have two children that we have to take care of, and this is not going to work. So I decided I would register, and I did. And then, I was there for a good bit.
You can also follow us on every major social media site. And until next week, I'll see y'all later. Peace. Love y'all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.